Hiya. Work experience was fab today. We had a day in the office, and that sounds like it's going to be really boring, but it was really good because my supervisor let me look through all of Guide Dog's campaigns and let me choose one which I was particularly passionate about, and then I chose the dog attacks one, where guide dogs is making a stand against attacks on guide dogs from normal dogs, by asking MPs to pass legislation to say that it must be treated as an attack on the guide dog owner rather than the guide dog, so it's got to be taken seriously, basically. And then she let me write out aims of the campaign, and because I decided that I was going to do it on young people taking a stand against it, so she let me write in some tactics and stuff like social media taking a stand and things like that. And then in the afternoon, I went out with one of the mobility officers around my local town looking at street furniture and filling in one of the forms, which may or may not be available on the Guide Dogs website. About street clutter and things that make it difficult for VIP people in the street, basically. Layla had the time of her life because there was two guide dogs in the office, and she was able to run around the office free off her lead and have a play. And I developed two shadows, one in the form of Black Lab Darcy and my usual shadow, Layla. So yeah, a really good day all round, and I feel very highly sophisticated in grey work trousers, a kind of posh top and cardigan. I'm feeling very snazzy, and yeah, it was really good, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm really grateful that Guide Dogs seem to have done everything in their power to make everything as accessible as possible, and I know that they should do because they're guide dogs, but it is appreciated. Another thing that we went through today was access with guide dogs, and I learned all about like funny little things in the lore about guide dog access. Like, did you know that if you take a guide dog to the zoo, there's a question mark over whether the dog's allowed in or not? Because if there's rare or endangered species that the dog may startle, then the zoo has the right to say that you can't take your guide dog in as long as they have made reasonable. Oh, what's it called? Reasonable facilities? Something like that. As long as they have an alternative for you, basically. And I didn't know that. And I also didn't know that you can't. If the landlord says no dogs, it's discrimination if the landlord doesn't live with you, but if you're lodging or something like that, then they have the right to say no dogs, and stop you letting the room with your guide dog. And I learned that for people to say that they're allergic to dogs, they need, for taxi drivers especially, for them to say that they're allergic to dogs and not accept you, they need to have a medical certificate. Just loads of things like that, and I just thought that was really interesting. So I'm gonna boo in a minute. I'm gonna get into my pajamas and then boo. Okay, see you later. Bye!